In today's fast-paced world, the time allotted to think, just think, is often relegated to long, solitary drives on lonely highways. Commentator Ed Cullen recently enjoyed one such opportunity in Louisiana.
Moving through the night in a pickup truck with the windows down, I follow my headlights into a long, conical whirl where there is a feeling of no time. I'm driving one of the best stretches of highway in the United States, the I-10 across the Atchafalaya Basin. The elevated road across America's largest swamp wilderness makes speedboats of cars, mighty ships of 18-wheelers. Leaving Lafayette near the northern boundary of Cajun country, I'm eastbound, heading for Baton Rouge, into a wall of white lights heading west. The double trail of red lights on my side of the divided highway floats before me in the blackness like a lava flow. There are times when the night is so right, the air cool, the sky full of stars, that it is good to be driving alone. No tape in the machine, the radio off, windows down. I'll switch the radio back on in a few minutes to listen to the last of a baseball game as I make final approach to Baton Rouge, but now I want only to be wrapped in the roar of the night air over highway and swamp. A man I know swears that a flying saucer flew beside his car one night crossing the Atchafalaya Basin. I never know what to say to people who say they've seen flying saucers. So I said, "Oh, really?" "Yes, a flying saucer had hung just over the railing of the elevated highway," he said, "mere feet from the side of his car. Saucer and car flew along side by side over the Atchafalaya Basin." "For how long?" I asked. "Miles," the man said. I let it go at that, but I have often wondered since if a flying saucer would make the drive across the basin at night any more exhilarating. Only more distracting, I've decided. I'd driven over to Lafayette to see my son. Friday evening traffic was light. A hot day had ended in cool evening. The humidity was low for South Louisiana in late summer. On the outskirts of Lafayette, I got the first whiff of boiling radiator, but I made it to my son's house. We had a good weekend. The truck was towed to a nearby garage, and my son let me take his car home that Sunday. The next day, after work, I'd driven to Lafayette to pick up the truck, and now was driving home to Baton Rouge. A failed water pump means you have to build confidence anew in an old vehicle. It is one thing to say it is cheaper to keep an old truck running than buy a new one, but it makes driving across America's largest swamp wilderness at night an adventure. For drivers of new cars, the emergency telephones attached to poles on the I-10 swamp highway are reassuring. Drive an old truck and the telephones remind you of the age of every part under the hood. At the first Baton Rouge highway sign, my confidence in the truck took an upward surge and I switched the radio back on. The Astros had come back to win. I breathed deeply, testing the air for trouble, but I smelled only the night and cement giving up the day's heat. I switched the radio off to listen to the old truck's engine and savor the last minutes of a night passage over the basin.
Ed Cullen is a columnist at the Baton Rouge Sunday Advocate.